Merry Christmas. How are you? We are most blessed, especially during this Christmas season. If you come to Mass on Christmas Day, you hear this gospel. You know, each Mass has a different gospel for Christmas. The Vigil Mass had one, the Midnight Mass had one, and then there's a Mass at dawn, and then there's the Mass during the day. I remember when I was young, I used to hate this. I'd go to Mass and I'd say, where's the Christmas story? I want to hear the Christmas story, and I'm listening to John's gospel, the Word became flesh, whatever that means. But it truly is the Christmas story. But it's not the la-la story. It's the story about God coming and being with us. And that's what Christmas is about, of course. That God gets in our skin, he becomes one of us. Now, I entered seminary, as you know, when I was a young boy, 17 years old. I was still young. And as I entered the seminary, I didn't have a really good theology. You know, I just knew that Jesus was something. And I'll never forget, I had a great spiritual director before Father Peterson, who was also a great Saint spiritual director, but Father McCullough, God rest him. And I remember driving in the car with him. He took me somewhere, and we're going somewhere, and I got up the courage to say to Mac, I says, now, Mac, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, but I don't believe he's God. I'm in a seminary, right? Some of you don't know that either. But anyway, but I believe he's the Son of God. I just don't believe he's God. And he looked at me, and he says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Okay, that's all it took. One verse of the Bible is all it took for me to say, yeah, that's what it's about, huh? That God, the God of the universe, the God that the universe cannot even begin to contain, humbles himself and becomes one of us, but remains God. Why? To comfort us, as we hear in the first reading. To walk with us, as we hear throughout our life. Everything Jesus did, he did to prove to you that you're loved by him, to give you comfort, that you're not alone, that he walks with us. And it talks about the divinization of man, that when divinity took on humanity, humanity took on divinity, right? That when Christ became a man, we became like God because of him dwelling in us. But more than like God, if you hear the gospel and you listen a little closer, it says to all those who did accept him, he gave them the power to become children of God. So when Christ became a man, it isn't just about Jesus 2,000 years ago in a beautiful manger set. He became one of us so that you and I could become God's children. Not orphans, not alone. A child of God, in Jesus, just as much as Jesus was, by adoption. He adopts us. Our God is the Father, the Creator of the universe, and he allows us to call him Dad. But the point of this is it just doesn't happen for everybody. Jesus is very clear today in the gospel, right? You have to what to become a child of God? Accept him. So going to church isn't going to make you a child of God. Being a good person isn't going to make you a child of God. I'm a good person. Compared to what? Hitler? Well, of course you're a good person. Compared to Jesus? I don't think so. So it's all relative now, isn't it? But being a good person will not make you a child of God. To become a child of God this Christmas, you need to accept him. That's what he says. But boy, when you and I accept him fully, and we got to accept him every day. I accept him every morning again. And Jesus, you got to take more control of my life. And see, that's the point. He wants to be born in you. He wants you to accept him. After communion, we'll give you the opportunity for that as we do every Christmas. But it can't be just going through the motions. You got to be Jesus Christ. I accept you into my life to take control of my life. Then you get adopted by the Father. You get transformed. You get comforted. You get a new life. You never walk alone. But he never forces this on you. It's always an invitation. So this Christmas, accept him and be transformed. Maitre knows love today and forever. Amen. Merry Christmas.